It's a warm spring Tuesday, and a large white passenger van bumbles over the grass to a parking area next to a weathered wooden shed. Three women and a man climb out to join a summer work session on the Iowa State University Student Organic Farm.
So we're doing more than just weeding today, probably, right?
I don't know.
These students will pull weeds from perennial beds where chives, strawberries, rhubarb, and sage are in various stages of growth. Over the course of the season, each week they and a couple dozen other people in the Iowa State community will enjoy a box of fresh produce. Culinary science student Heidi Engelhart says within her major, she's unusual for getting her hands in the dirt rather than a dish.
I knew farming's like a big thing, but I didn't realize how passionate I became for physical work. A lot of people do want to work in kitchens and they do want to work in big cities, and I think that is important, but it's also important to have that farming aspect, and I think I'm very lucky to have discovered that.
On this evening, most of the half dozen students come from the agronomy department. The farm has two faculty advisors. One is from horticulture, the department here usually associated with growing fruits and vegetables. But the other farm advisor is Mary Wiedenheft from the agronomy department. She says the appeal of working on the farm can be independent of academic interests.
It's hands-on learning, it's just-in-time learning, it's eating what you've just learned to do. And so that's why the Student Organic Farm is really unique.
This farm emerged in the late 1990s in response to a class about sustainable agriculture and became one of the area's first to use the community-supported agriculture model. Since then, it's moved off campus to a permanent 2-acre plot at the Horticulture Research Station. And the university now offers a graduate degree in sustainable agriculture. Wiedenheft says despite widespread interest in row crop corn and soybeans on this campus, the organic farm is wholly embraced. She's a member, and so is the chair of the agronomy department.
The fact that the Student Organic Farm has an advisor from the agronomy department, which people tend to think is pretty conventional, I have to tell you that we're not as conventional as some people think.
And Wiedenheft says for some students, a vegetable operation could be a new enterprise they bring back to a family grain farm. On this night, most of the students filling this wheelbarrow with weeds have not grown up on farms. Riley Madol has the one paid job here as the summer farm manager. It's the kind of work he'd like to pursue after he graduates in December.
Not a lot of people in agronomy are going my direction, whether it be straight organic or just reduced pesticide use.
But while he counts himself as rare in the department, he echoes Wiedenheft's sentiment, saying the faculty encourage various approaches to farming.
A lot of teachers here are emphasizing that the way we've been doing it is not necessarily the right way, and we need to be open to change sometimes.
Running this farm, students learn to grow food, manage a business, recruit others to get involved, and they provide extra produce to area residents in need. They also come to appreciate new-to-them foods. Senior Becca Clay joined the farm her first semester on campus.
I went out and harvested some Brussels sprouts, and it's now my favorite vegetable, actually.
For grad student Katie Toglietti, the discovery was bright red.
I really like beets. We got them in our box last year. I'd never had them before because they're red and an odd color, but they were really good.
This season, the students will grow about 40 different things. Then they'll cultivate interest in food crops among the fresh batch of ISU students who sprout up come fall. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.